This is CNN Vantage Point. I'm Philip Pro, Chief Investment Strategist with CNN Wealth Management. In today's podcast, we'll provide a market review for the month of January 2023 and our current outlook. Equity markets started strong in 2023. The S&P 500 index returned 6.28% in January. The NASDAQ advanced nearly 11%, its best January since 2001. The weakening U.S. dollar, improving economic picture in Europe, and China's abandonment of its zero COVID policy propelled international equities. The MSCI EAFE Index and Emerging Markets Index returned approximately 8% each. January's strong market returns come alongside mixed economic data. On one hand, inflation continues to decline, but the CPI and PCE price index, two common measures of inflation, show year-over-year inflation continuing its downward trend. Core PCE inflation, the Fed's preferred inflation measure, rose 4.4% from a year ago, its lowest annual increase since October of 2021. On the other hand, economic activity continues to lose steam. The most recent ISM Services PMI report shows economic activity within the jobs-heavy service sector now contracting after 30 consecutive months of growth. The related ISM Manufacturing PMI report shows manufacturing activity contracting for a second consecutive month. January introduced another factor likely to impact financial markets later this year, the U.S. debt ceiling. The current debt ceiling limit of $31.4 trillion was reached this month. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has indicated the Treasury could be in position of default by June if the debt ceiling limit isn't raised. It's widely expected to be a politicized financial topic in the coming months. The equity market rally in January was impressive, but we have hesitation in its sustainability as lower quality companies led the rally, especially in the tech-heavy NASDAQ. We believe slowing growth and weaker corporate earnings will cause equities to stall and move lower in the near term. Progress has been made in reducing inflation. We believe the Fed will complete rate hikes and pause this year, but we don't see rate cuts or pivoting in 2023. With the S&P 500's forward price-to-earnings ratio in excess of 18, we think valuation levels remain too elevated for the current environment. If consensus earnings estimates fall by only 5%, the forward PE ratio would rise to over 19 at current price levels. Our neutral allocation to equities is anchored by the labor market. Specifically, we are focused on wages and its monthly trends. Ultimately, this is a leading indicator of the financial viability of the consumer. Without a substantial deterioration to the wage and work trends, we expect to remain neutral. For example, the January reading from December's data showed real average hourly wages increasing by 0.4% from November to December, while the average work week decreased by only 0.3%. The recent slate of layoff announcements has yet to have a meaningful impact on the labor market, but it's a data point we're watching closely. As we've mentioned in the past, there's a wide range of outcomes for the markets in the current environment. And although we have some hesitation on current equity valuations, those hesitations are not sufficient enough for us to underweight equities. 2022 witnessed exceptional volatility. Although we expect asset price movements to be less extreme this year, there may be short periods of high volatility. The U.S. debt ceiling provides an example. Previous last-minute debt ceiling resolutions have created short-lived market volatility. Our allocation to cash and the ultra-short bond position are in place as our dry powder to take advantage of a steep equity decline if it occurs. Meanwhile, fixed income is still providing a good risk-reward scenario. The 10-year Treasury hovers near the 3.5% level, which provides a competitive risk-free rate. We made no changes in our portfolio in January, and we expect to hold our slightly defensive posture through the Fed's March meeting. If you would like more information about our portfolio positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. If you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you share it with your friends.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.